Beginnen kann darf man sagt diese Blam ist darf das war wir beginnen mal auf beginnen das Master beginnen wir sich mal neu beschne ich suchen and what we keep it was that he went and he treated with two different maces maces chain and maces only this one that he picked on the first of Shvat. Now you show me far show me actually explains he actually did one. What does that mean? But he wasn't sure if his maces chain and maces only the hit for his maces chain, so he separated a second type upadoi, which a lot of do, he redeemed it. Now the chalak maesanim. So the actual one, if it in case of Meister only, which he cannot redeem because it's not his, he actually went and dispersed that Meister to the poor. Vamois, which was the money, is so therefore he was able to do it with one separating the types. But again, of course, the food itself he gave to the poor and the monies he went and then took it up to Yerushalayim and ate over there. No, it's not that he was trying to do it like Mishama. He just wasn't sure about his tradition of what was the Pinyin Basil. Now, Taisa says, really, have a Mutzla Meimim. The Gemara could have said, according to your reasoning, that, oh, no, that you could have said also, even so, I mean, the Gemara is trying to prove, in other words, the questioner held that he's doing Meister only like Beishame and Meister only like Beisil. So the Gemara could have said that, wait a second, according to what you're trying to say, like you're trying to prove also, and therefore Rabbi Kiba did like Beishame, but then, how could you do like Beisil and Beishame, both stringencies, one Meister Shen, one Meister only? But because of the person in Kehela is Haksil B'Chesh Ha'elich, the fool goes in darkness. Doch Yiparach L'Pergam Ne'erv, and this is Gemara asking the first Pergam Ne'erv, Zayin Merav, Pergam Ne'ershon, the W. Dalman Beis, and then the Gemara could respond that also, how could it even be Asu? But then he's doing like the Chumram of both. The Ketim next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, the Sichach Rab Agabe Mita. And what Beishami did was, Shammai Yisakin, he went Mitzchach over the bed, over the cradle, over the baby. Shammai and Asu, obviously you see that they went and they followed their own opinions. But Shaiz points out that Mikam Mashman, here it sounds like that the Mandam Loy also, according to one that says that they didn't do like their own opinions, that meaning what they're trying to prove. Oh, Shmam and also. What do you mean? Because according to Mandam Loy also, what would it be? That if the Bisham Lachum, even when Bisham is the most stringent opinion, like they are over here, still Hoyosin can be Basil Lakula. Not that they did like both Lachumah, but they would even do like Basil Lakula because that's what they're trying to prove. Because if you held that it was only Lachumah, not Lakula, so what would be the proof? Even if they loy asu, they would still do like their own opinion. Obviously, no. If loy asu, that they even went like Basil Lakula, and they would not have a tzchach over the baby. Next says not the beginning of the Gemara. Erev mikvois, the mixture of the mikvois is kishreferas anoy b'chulu, is like the tube of a flask, and that's how much it has to be able to mix. Now, so says v'tei me'tei like a second. Like I'm going to say, how can we say this is the measurement? But not the second taras. We're learning taras in the eighth parak. My shalavish parak. Because the kid has brought in the beginning of the second parak and get up the design of an olive. Hanitzuk the flow, bakatafkes another type of like flow, mashke tefeach, and when you have a moist liquid, in a chiba. That's not considered a connection. Leila tumah leila tara. Not for tumah, not for tara. Avo tefeach latviach. But if it's moist and it makes something else that would touch a moist, also that's chiba. It's connection. Wait a second. That's a connection. I thought connection is only like we're saying here in our different maskotes. Kesherach zanoy. The Bamra Ben Tami says that the nekev beinan kishveferes hanoi. That that's the size of the measurement of the hole. Yes, like our sugi is saying, a b'mayim habayim techa nekev begani, the amount of water that comes into the hole. Ah, that's what it's saying. The mesechta taras says sagiv tefer latzvia. That's enough that it's moist. That would make something else moist also. That's how Ben Tami resolves the contradiction. It says Tosef in Yuluri does not seem to be correct to the read. For now, mesechta megvayz perik shishi. We learned in the sixth parak in Mikvois, the following halacha. Kreisul shevin beiz mikvois. If you have a wall between two mikvois, shenistak l'shasi, that it's cracked along the height. Mitzarev, so that combines the two mikvois. La'arev, if it's a horizontal, if it's a latitudinal, so the aim itself, that's not going to combine. Achiv v'makam echli kishveferes anon, until you have in one place the amount of the tube of a flask. Rabbi Yehuda Ami says chilavat v'am. No, it says the opposite. Says the Mishnah Nifritzu Zelotir Zem, if you have one breach one to the other, Alarum Kiklibis Hashom, with a height of like literally just the peel of a garlic, Al Roichvay, with a whiff of Kishafer Zanoid, like the tube of a flask, oh, so that's going to be the mixture. Says there's a mashma, it sounds like Dilamalo, that above, Kshinda, but obviously there's nothing in the way, that you have to have the floating on the height of the two of them, like the peel of a garlic. In a width like a tube, and that is that is not sufficient with that of that it's moist, that it would make something else moist. When the kubazul is zoo, and when you have a hole one to the other, mafsika kaisel, and that the wall's in the way, that you have to have the amount of water like a tube. So that seems to be not like the the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that for water, that you only need to vechlat vech. It sounds like no, that the water has to be kosher vechels. If you can seal the Rabbeinu Tam, that amount of water that's coming through the hole is enough to be just moist, so it makes something else moist. In kan nekev, the gizah takes out the word nekev. In kan reichav man kashev vechels. Then you don't have the width of water like that of a tube. Sheina nekev merube la'ogel, because the hole is not squared, it's only round. Can I mean, like we say in the Gemara, kashtei atzbois chesem kaiman, like you have the amount of two fingers going around in a 360. In other words, if you sound like Rabbeinu Tam, that's enough with tabech latviach, and so it comes out that beneath, by the hole, that's the shear that less than what you're saying on the top when they breach one to the other. Because on the bottom, since the hole is round, so when you reach to the shear of tabech latviach, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's enough. Now, that's less than the width of Shefer Sanoi, because the hole is narrow and you don't have to fill up the whole thing. It's only enough, like you're saying, tabech latviach. And even before that shear, you have already tevech latfiach. But on the top, you're saying when they breach one to the other, you need to have rechov, has to be white kishver as a night. It's not possible that on the top, that there's nothing in the way, that the shear should have to be more than, meaning where you have a wall that's separating between them. So, elevadai nekev molibin. Rather, obviously, you have to have a full hole. And ukashatov and lamala, and when it floats on the top, where there's nothing between them, sakeh beklipas hashoim, kirechav shvefez, that's enough. With the peel of garlic, like the width of Shveres HaNayin. Whereas in the bottom, where the wall is between them, then you need to have that the water is going to be like the measurement of Shveres HaNayin. So it comes up in places that it rejects the character of the Tam, and therefore you have to explain. So again, we're back to the contradiction that why are we saying that the mixture of the Mikvah is Shveres HaNayin, but in Gittin, from the Mishnah in Taharas, sounds like it's enough with Tafech Latfiah. So another read appears to the read that he did nitzik v'katafres. That over there, where it's talking about the flow, loyle nechiba mikvois hari. That's not talking about regarding mixing of the mikvois. El in nashaka. It's talking about regarding this halacha of the kissing of the waters. Meaning dimyish kamayim tmeim, that if there's tomei waters u mashtikan benar and you have a kiss, so to speak, the river mechavim adin nitzik v'katafres, and it's mixing, it's connected through this type of flow mashke davech or from moist. Or water, that's what we're saying, ain't connection. Regarding if it's moist, that it makes something else moist. Have a chib, it's connecting for those other waters, meaning for hashaka, not like as if it's two mikvois are one. So yes, and now it's comparing how to purify something to what's making it tummy. Because there previously was talking about tuma and tahara, meaning what that means to say is that tuma means regarding the tummy of the liquids if it's connected through nitzuk, and tara is to purify by doing hashaka to the river. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not the same thing, because tara doesn't really mean latara according to him, it just means connected in mikvah. It's not actually purifying something. But according to this interpretation, it actually is. Ubehedya misanya in hashaka, and it's explicit that really the context here is talking about, like the Rea is saying, regarding hashaka, not regarding making mikvah like the way it is according to Rabbeinu Tam. And Ubereish picture in the Gittin, and the beginning of the second paragraph in Gittin of Tezem and Av Maskele, the Gemara concludes regarding this Mishnah, that Dimlin Mikvois, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's regarding Mikvois and Rabbi Yehuda, says Tezem, that up until that point when the Gemara entertained to say that, Lehema Mukha Lelim Mikvois, now it's talking about regarding Mikvois, rather it's regarding Hashaka, like the reset. The Hashan, now it's regarding Mikvois, now even now, where the Gemara then said, oh, it's talking about regarding Mikvois, but Mukha Ledavka Rabbi Yehuda, specifically going like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not considered connected when it's moist, there can make something else moist. Rather, you need to have kashrut v'teves hanoi doing the reset. Even according to him, that it's moist, that would make something else moist. It's not really connected. It's only because of we've considered extending downwards. Like that aloha, the moyu dagam nuggets b'mayim, that if the water, his legs are still touching the water, the Arab Rebuda really is talking about. But if it is, you're right, if you can't have good aches, like my flat ground, yeah, even for Yehuda, if it's moist to make something that's moist, it would not be considered connectional. But in my own, you would have to have water flowing, floating like that of the peel of a garlic. It sounds like what he says, where it's breached one to the other room, with a height of a peel of a garlic. Also, Yehuda, the Huskisham Berish, that's called Yehuda, who's mentioned over there in the beginning, where he was talking about this idea of a wall between two big voices that cracked, where on the chassis it's mitzarf and arv it's not mitzarf. Rabbi Yehuda says, ochil v'dvam, and then it says, this halacha, and then it's a tekzal room, sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with it. And that's like we're saying, even the Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees that we can't say good achas, like by flat ground, that you have to have keklipas Hashem. Whatever is difficult with the rest of this statement, Pradashna Pekshin, the Gittin, we really explained in the second paragraph, Gittin, and therefore it's not really the place over here in our circuit to discuss that.